There isn't a business today that doesn't depend on IT. It's integral in how you deliver your product, your service, your software, whatever the case may be.
Welcome to Inside IT from the technology experts at Intel's own IT department. In this podcast, a conversation with the head of Intel IT, Kim Stevenson. Kim Stevenson was named CIO of Intel in February 2012, replacing Diane Bryant, who is now general manager of the company's data center and connected systems group. Stevenson's been with the company for about 2.5 years, most recently as vice president of Intel's infrastructure services. I had a chance to meet with her recently for a wide-ranging discussion about IT in general and about IT at Intel specifically. Before coming to Intel, Stevenson was with EDS, which became HP Enterprise Services. She was there for 7 years. There, she says, she was engaged in exploring different aspects of what she calls IT as a business.
We were in the business of providing IT services, everything from service delivery to marketing strategy, account management. It's one of the things that I think it was the perspective I brought of how to run IT with a more business orientation that's helped me acclimate to Intel really well and make some impacts in the other job, which led to this job.
And this is a particularly exciting time in IT and a time of change, actually. And I wonder if you could give us a quick overview of what the major push is, what the major areas of focus are for Intel IT.
You know, IT changes rapidly, but the last 5 years have been a phenomenal amount of change and major, major inflection points for the industry. I would say it boils down to what everybody's talking about now. It's cloud computing, the consumerization of IT, business intelligence, aka big data, and social computing. And security cuts across all of those. And those four trends are changing pretty much all aspects of how we deliver IT as an enterprise, but also how we source the way we deliver. Not just what we deliver, but the way we deliver is changing also. Some of the things that we're doing didn't exist 6 months ago, and probably something that we'll do in the next 6 months doesn't exist now. It is moving so quickly, but really exciting and impactful from a business point of view.
IT is moving very quickly, as you say, and it requires a different type of IT organization. So what does that mean for IT, for the way IT needs to reimagine itself moving forward?
I've probably been on record a number of times saying that I've never met a business unit that said, gee, I wish IT would slow down because I can't keep up. It's usually the exact opposite. Our business units have very hard dates, plan commitments. If you're a finance guy, you report earnings on a certain timetable every single quarter. You don't get any leverage on that. If you're on sales, you have a quota, and on the end of your fiscal year, you either made or missed the quota. So there's a sense of urgency that is natural in some businesses that, you know, IT, we need to reimagine the business deliverables, not the IT deliverables, to create that sort of sense of urgency. I think what we fall victim to sometimes is thinking about the scope, schedule, and budget it will take from an IT perspective to get a project done versus thinking about the business outcome that the company needs and then how do we best achieve that business outcome. And what we're doing across Intel is we're collaborating much, much more closely with our business units to ensure that tight alignment, those shared goals. And we're using automation across the board, and we're using agile software development. And there are methodologies and techniques to speed it up. But I think it first starts with the frame that you put around the problem is the business outcome you're trying to drive, not necessarily the IT resources you need. And that's a hard change to make when you're an IT person.
So what does that mean for you personally as in your new role? How would you prioritize your goals here moving into this position, and what's most important for you off the bat?
Well, we have technical plans in all the areas I mentioned, as well as security, all cloud, consumerization, BI, social, all present security challenges for IT organizations. And we're dealing with those and coming up with some inventive and innovative ways to have security be a part of the enablement of the business, not an inhibitor. But so on top of those technical plans, though, I'm trying to drive two fundamental shifts in how we do the work. And one is to put the user experience at the top. So we're an engineering company, and we love our technology. We're actually very good at it. But the user experience matters. And we started last summer on some of our projects really thinking about the user experience first and the technology second. And so if you have a really stellar user experience, you get more of that productivity by more of your employees adopting. The second part is the speed and the velocity and how I believe that we have some tools and techniques that will improve our speed and velocity, but I think a lot of it still has to be invented.
And what about you personally? What do you see as your role in providing leadership for Intel IT?
Yeah, you know, I have the fortunate situation that I lead an outstanding team with a great track record, but Intel's business is changing, and it's changing rapidly. We've added 20,000 employees in the last 2 years. Our revenue has grown by plus 50% in 2 years. So as our business changes, my role is to really provide that perspective on the business priorities to our workforce and enable them to deliver against those priorities. With that much change, distractions can come in. So I really want to try to help them see the top priorities and stay focused on those. In addition, because we're in this period of not just our company changing, but IT tools, techniques, available services are changing rapidly, the skill sets that we have in IT are changing. So I'm spending a lot of time on how do we evolve our skill sets. We're pretty good as an IT organization, but, you know, cloud architect, that didn't exist a couple years ago, and you can't go hire one, so you're going to have to develop and train it. A data curator, and I could go on. There's a whole list of things that, because of these new technologies, we need new skills, and we're going to have to develop them. And so that's a very important part of what I need to do for this organization.
That's Kim Stevenson, Vice President and CIO of Intel. For more information about Intel IT, go to www.intel.com/IT. While you're there, you can sign up for the Intel IT Center for regular updates on IT topics, third-party research, IT-focused events, and more. For Inside IT, I'm Paul Landcore.